Banners back in the boxes, and I think we're going to sit and listen to today's reading from the Bible.
Thank you.
The reading today is taken from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4a, which can be found in the Church Bible on page 13. That's Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4a. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country and your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. This is the word of the Lord.
I don't know about you, but I'm the sort of person whom a financial advisor would describe as having a cautious attitude towards risk. And I'm not a great risk taker in any other area of life either, in, I don't know, extreme sports or driving or even socially. But if we are to take a risk, any kind of risk, we first want to know what are the chances of a successful outcome? What are the things that could go wrong if I do this? And who is it who's setting this opportunity before me and enticing me to take a risk? Do I trust them? Have they done this before? I want us to watch a little video clip, Richard.
Jean-Francois Gravelet, better known as Blondine, was a famous tightrope walker and acrobat. He's perhaps best known for his many crossings of a tightrope, 1,100 feet in length, suspended 160 feet above Niagara Falls in the USA. His act would be watched by large crowds and begin with a relatively simple crossing using a balancing pole. Then he would throw away the pole and amaze the onlookers. On one occasion, he crossed the tightrope on stilts. On another occasion, blindfolded. Another time, he stopped halfway to cook and eat an omelette. In 1860, a royal party from England came to watch Blondin perform. After his normal spectacular crossings, he then wheeled a wheelbarrow from one side to the other as the crowd cheered. Next, he put a sack of potatoes into the wheelbarrow and wheeled that across. The crowd cheered louder. Then he approached the royal party and asked the Duke of Newcastle, "Do you believe that I could take a man across the tightrope in this wheelbarrow?"
Yes, I do, said the Duke.
"Ah, hop in," replied Blondin. The crowd fell silent. But the Duke of Newcastle would not accept Blondin's challenge. "Is there anyone else here who believes I could do it?" asked Blondin. No one was willing to volunteer. Eventually, an old woman stepped out of the crowd and climbed into the wheelbarrow. Blondin wheeled her all the way across and all the way back. The old woman was Blondin's mother, the only person willing to put her life in his hands.
There are a number of variants of that story. You might have heard another one, but only Blondin's mother would put her trust in her son. No one else would take the risk. Nobody else would risk losing everything. But his mother knew that she could trust her life, everything she had, to her son. In that Bible reading that Hilary read to us a minute ago, God didn't ask Abraham to cross Niagara Falls in a wheelbarrow, but he did ask him to do something equally scary and equally risky. He said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people and your father's household, and go to the land I'll show you." He doesn't even tell Abraham where to go, and he certainly doesn't say whether he'd ever come back. But God makes some amazing promises to Abraham if he chooses to obey, if he chooses to take that risk, if he'll take that step of faith. He says, I'll make you into a great nation. I'll bless you and I'll make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you, I will curse. All the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. If Abraham was to choose to obey God and take that risky step of faith, he'd be taking a huge risk. I mean, in those days, an extended family was incredibly important. And he might never see them again. He was old enough to be drawing his state pension. Could he really survive out in the desert? He and his wife, Sarah, didn't have any children. So how could he become a great nation? He had never done anything this crazy before. As far as we know, he wasn't even a particularly religious person up to this point. Could he really trust what this God was asking him to do? And God didn't even tell Abraham the whole plot. He didn't give him a sort of timeline plotting out what would happen in his life from this point on. He just asked Abraham, trust me, put your life in my hands, leave here and go somewhere else. I'll show you where. Abraham chose to take that risky step of faith. He didn't know for sure how things would work out, but he put his trust in God and took that first step. He left the one thing God had said to him specifically to do, and the rest is history. It's the history of the whole Hebrew race, the history of Judaism, and also, therefore, the history of Christianity and Islam, all rested on that one act of obedience, Abraham taking a risky step of faith, a step that truly changed world history. He took a risk, trusting that God would work things out. He couldn't see the future, but he trusted the God who holds the future in his hands, that God's outcome was going to be a good outcome. Abraham let go of control of his own life and lived God's plan for his life, not his own. This morning we've baptized DJ as the first step on his journey of faith. And today we welcome him into the community of faith. And we pray that one day he'll stand here when he comes to be confirmed and reaffirm for himself the declarations and promises which his parents and godparents have made on his behalf today. We don't know where DJ's life will lead him. We don't know if his name's prophetic, DJ Dance. Yeah, you're having a good jig now, so it could be. But we do know that if he puts his trust in God as he grows, the God who calls him this morning, God is faithful. God's outcomes are good outcomes, and he will lead DJ in his ways. And the potential of a life lived in God's ways are limitless. God turned the world upside down through one man, through Abraham, and his risky step of faith. What might he also do? Through DJ? Or through any of us? Because that same thing goes for all of us too. If we will take a step of faith, if you will take a step of faith, trusting that God holds your future in his hands, that his purposes are good, that his outcomes are good, then what he can do in you and through you is limitless. All it requires is that you take that first step of faith yourself, to put your trust in God and your future into his hands. Yes, it's risky. It'll cost everything. But it's worth it because God's outcomes are always good. So this morning, God challenges each of us. Will we get into his wheelbarrow, as it were? Will we trust him with our life And will we let him take control of our lives? Having faith is risky, but it's always worth it.